Time for Morning Conversation on KIOW. We bring in Four City School Superintendent Darwin Lehman. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, you know what? I need to compliment you. What a great winner you brought us here.
Thank you.
I've held you accountable for a few years, and I need to acknowledge when you've delivered. And so I want to appreciate that. I'm sure you got a few curveballs yet for us, but you've done a great job so far.
I'll never tell. How was spring break for everybody?
Well, you know what? It was a good chance for us to kind of get healthy. I think we were excited to get back along that line. So we were glad to see everybody back in school yesterday and ready to finish the year strong.
Right now, we want to acknowledge state individual speech, Darwin.
Yeah, wow. You know, continue to deliver, and kids are doing a fantastic job. We had 12 individuals that qualified. 7 out of the 12 got Division I. So, again, continue to have great success at the state level with our speech students.
All right, let's talk about the paraeducator. Is it concerns, I guess, AEA?
Yeah, so Central Rivers AEA started this thing called ABC Paraeducator Award nomination, and we've had two of our paras that have been nominated for this award. It was Claire Branstead and Bob Ritter, two paras that have been with us and do a great job, and so they'll have a chance to see if they win that award. And then, you know, since we're talking about paraeducators, what an important role they play in our school. You know, working with our students, supporting them with their learning needs and that. I can't say enough about the work that they do, and a great appreciation for them with our students and staff.
Talking to Four City School Superintendent Darwin Lehman, and we want to talk about a few things that were touched upon at the Board of Education meeting last night. One would be employee contracts.
Yeah, we're in the second year of a two-year contract with that, and so we will issue contracts on March 15th with return date back on April 5th. And it continues to be a great partnership with our staff in regards to, you know, supporting them and what they provide our school district and our students and staff. So those contracts will be issued. That was taken care of at the board last night.
Also, there are some dates, Darwin, pertaining to the proposed tax rate, 2024-25 budget, and the 23-24 budget amendment.
Yeah, so what we've got is really two things. One, things have changed since last year. Our legislators passed a law, and so cities, counties, and schools will be sending out the tax rate information along that line. And so this year we have to have two public hearings in regards to our proposed tax rate. So the first one will be March 25th at 6:30 at the district office, with the budget being the only item on the agenda for that night. And then we'll have our second one at our regular board meeting April 8th along that line. And we will be having a public hearing in regards to the 24-25 budget. And then we're going to amend our 23-24 budget. And that's because we received some extra funds in our nutrition department that we did not plan on, and so we have to amend our budget. Last probably 3 to 5 years, you're seeing more schools having to amend their budget because of different things like that that have come up. So this one's, again, on a positive note, we received some extra revenue, and so we need to amend the budget on that.
All right, let's wrap up, Darwin, by talking about some storage units.
Yep, elementary coats, room storage units. We had three different quotes, and going to go with Epic Furniture, and we're going to put some cabinets and storage areas for kids to put their coats and stuff at in the elementary, and so that'll be a project done this summer. And you know, the last thing I'd like to do is recognize an elementary student, Rowan Johnson. This last Sunday or two, I can't remember exactly. Was at doing a National Geography Bee, and he qualified for the National Geography Bee down in Florida later this year. So congratulations to Rowan for that great accomplishment and he and his family.
Darwin, thanks as always for being on with us. We appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate what you guys do for Forest City and the North Iowa region. Thanks for everything.
That's Darwin Lehman, Forest City School Superintendent, our guest on KIOW Morning Conversation.